Artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-332-7372. Art Zany. Radio.
I'm done spending an obscene amount of money on Takeout Every Dunk.
I'm getting back on track.
It's brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning. This is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned to Art Zany, radio for the imagination. Thanks for listening to the show that celebrates all things creating and stories. I'm delighted to be with you here today as we all get together and tune our imaginations. Today, we're going to let the music start us off and let the music sort of speak and invite the muse to us. This is a Bob Dylan song that I didn't know, but getting ready for the show today, I discovered this song. It's called Mother of Muses, and it's from Rough and Rowdy Ways, and it is just a really gorgeous song, so I hope you'll sit back and enjoy. We'll play a little bit of the song to get us started on Art Zany Radio.
Mother of Muses, sing for me. Sing of the mountains and the deep dark sea. Sing of the lakes and the nymphs of the forest. Sing your hearts out, all you women of the chorus. Sing of honor and fame and glory be. Mother of Muses, sing for me. Mother of Muses, sing for my heart. Sing of a love too soon to depart. Sing of the heroes who stood alone, whose names are engraved on tablets of stone, who struggled with pain so the world could go free. Mother of Muses, sing for me. Sing of Sherman, Montgomery, and Scott, and of Zhukov and Patton and the battles they fought, who cleared the path for Presley to sing, who carved the path for Martin Luther King, who did what they did and they went on their way. Man, I could tell their stories all day. I'm falling in love with Calliope. She don't belong to anyone, why not give her to me? She's speaking to me, speaking with her eyes. I've grown so tired of chasing lies. Mother Muses, wherever you are, I've already outlived my life by far. Mother Muses, unleash your wrath. Things I can't see, they're blocking my path. Show me your wisdom, tell me my fate. Put me upright, make me walk straight. Forge my identity from the inside out. I'm talking about. Take me to the river, release your charms. Let me lay down a while in your sweet loving arms. Wake me, shake me, free me from sin. Make me invisible like the wind. Got a mind to ramble, got a mind to roam. I'm traveling light and I'm a slow coming home.
And folks, we're back. Wasn't that beautiful? Oh my goodness. It was a song that I didn't know that was a Bob Dylan song. I thought it was a beautiful way to introduce our show today. And I think it, you know, it gives us the idea that we all need to find time to find our own words and our own music and our own habits for connecting with our muse and imagination. So I think that that's what your creative life is about, is finding those pathways to your way of creating, that there's no one right answer. Only you can answer the question about what works for you. So keep persisting on that path. I hope you have happy connections and great creating in your future as we open up this brand new year. And I'm very excited today to be able to bring you the story of the upcoming concert, the Northfield Fine Arts Boosters fundraiser called Northfield Musicians Perform the Music of Bob Dylan. And that's happening on Saturday, January 11th, so right around the corner. And I'm delighted to have in studio, I'm going to pop up the mics for my guests today. I've got Ray Coudray. Welcome again to Art Zany Radio.
Welcome. Thank you indeed. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's fun to have you back. And also joining as two artists, I assume, are performing in the production.
And yes, indeed, they are.
And that's delightful. Emmett Norrie, welcome to Art Zany Radio again.
Thank you.
It's a thrill to have you. It's been just a short period since you were last here, so you're busy doing something else.
Yep, one thing to the next, you know.
It's exciting. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. And also with us is Iris Harmelink.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, I'm thrilled you're back. It was about a year ago, right, that you were here with Marin, and you did a beautiful song for us that was that the John Prine? No, that was, which tribute was that for?
It was the Neil Young.
Yeah. Neil Young. Okay, right, exactly. And that was another wonderful show that you've kind of created this venue or this opportunity for people to focus on one performer, and then it all is a fundraiser for the Northfield Fine Arts Boosters, which is a really wonderful thing. How did you come up with the idea, and what do you think keeps it going, right?
Well, you know, that whole idea of a tribute isn't anything too special, because a lot of people are doing those. But the Fine Arts Boosters has done so much for my students and for my own children through the things they've funded. My son in high school jazz band was able to play a concert with a guy who played saxophone with Prince, you know, and they bought the kilns at the high school that, you know, I'm sure you, as an artist, did you do some work with the ceramics?
I didn't in high school, but I mean, I'm an art student now in college, and I think that NFAB was a big part of that push to, like, continue art.
Yeah, so raising money for them was kind of a no-brainer. And these shows, actually, we've done five of them before, and they've raised over $16,000 to this date. And we're hoping to put about $4,000 to $6,000 in this year when we threw this show.
And that's so exciting, because if you don't know the Northfield Fine Arts Boosters, they're a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting arts education in all of Northfield schools. The proceeds from these concerts benefit the Boosters programs directly and different initiatives and ideas that the teachers have of ways to enhance the music education, the arts education. It's everything from choir and theater, orchestra, speech, music listening, dance, visual arts, everything you can think of in the arts. It's a really incredible program. Again, this concert, the Northfield Musicians perform the music of Bob Dylan, Saturday, January 11th, 2025. I can't believe we are saying 2025. And the doors open at 5. It is at the fabulous Armory Square Event Center in Northfield. And the music starts at 6. And there's a suggested donation of $20 to help with raise those funds to support the arts in Northfield. But of course, that's just, you know, a suggestion. You can go higher. There's no problem with that.
Absolutely.
If folks want to do more. And it's such an exciting thing. You can get information about that organization at northfieldfab.org, or they have a Facebook page as well that has some of the current events happening. And so it's just a really incredible show. And you were saying, Ray, that this is going to have, I got to get this right, 60 musicians performing 40 songs.
Yeah, so I did a little bit more calculations. 17 groups, 60 musicians, 46 songs.
I'm like, wow, that's quite a night.
it's a really big undertaking to move all those people on and off. We have a lot of folks are just come in with such a great attitude. Our musicians that give to this and give their time, mm-hmm. they're really on board with this because it's just a cool community event.
Yeah, let's start. I want to have each of you introduce yourselves. I forgot to do that. I was so excited to get talking about the event. For those that were listening who might not know you, tell us a little bit about your connection to Northfield Fine Arts Boosters and any connection you have or to the music of Bob Dylan. Let's start with you, Emmett.
Yeah, so I've played at these shows. I played in the last two, the John Prine and last year the Neil Young show. So I've kind of been around this, and not to mention my mom is an art teacher.
Yay, yeah. Catherine!
So I've just kind of been surrounded by the arts and NFAB my whole life. And then as far as Bob Dylan goes, my dad is a Bob Dylan, like, super fan.
Oh, I didn't know this. Okay.
Yeah. So for as long as I've been alive, there has been a giant, probably 24x36 portrait of Bob Dylan hanging in his office at home, and he has CDs and CDs and books and all kinds of stuff. So it's just been around me for a very long time, and it's only been semi-recently that I've kind of taken more of a liking to it, because it's his voice is kind of an acquired taste, but I've in the past couple of years I've started to like it more and more.
So. Yeah, I think that it makes sense. That's exciting, though, that you've had that music around you and been a part of your growing up. And I bet he's just thrilled that you're going to be a part of this show.
Oh, yeah. When the news went out and Ray asked me to pick my songs, I immediately went to him and I was like, okay, you're just like, help me pick. And he was ecstatic. We spent about an hour listening to everything off, like, oh, I don't even know, probably 10 records. Mm-hmm. Every song was like, maybe this one or maybe this one. Maybe like it was really fun to do it kind of with him and have that kind of bonding moment over it. So, yeah,
that's a great backstory. That's a very exciting. I can't wait to hear what song we'll save that for a little bit later. But you were recently in the Rock and Roll Revival. That's when you were last here. No, not Rock and Roll Revival. It was the show. Oh, my gosh. Why am I forgetting the
Something
name?
Something Rotten.
There you go. Something Rotten.
Yes.
And you played Shakespeare. And I was thinking about that. So that was, you know, the bard of the, you know, last 4 or 5 centuries, right? Mm-hmm. And Dylan has a lot of poetry in his song singing as well. And it's really interesting to study those two gentlemen. Have you thought of any comparisons or have you had any, you know, conversations about that?
Yeah, so Bob Dylan's nickname is the Bard.
Uh-huh.
And so I found that super interesting and kind of fun to go straight from playing Shakespeare, who in, you know, the Renaissance was the bard, to now doing sort of the 20th century bard. I thought that was a really interesting comparison.
Yeah.
Although their language is very, very different. The heavy use of allusion in their work is something that I noticed especially when I was playing Shakespeare, there's tons of allusion in all of his work as well as Bob Dylan's.
Yeah, that what a great place for you to be, to like have those you know, icons, and to be able to get close to their work through the work that you're doing. It was a beautiful show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I did not know that show before, and I had a blast. I thought it was a wonderful show. It was perfect. You did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
Because that was your first acting gig as well.
Yeah, first acting gig since, you know, middle school in eighth grade or seventh grade or something like that. So, yeah, first acting gig in a while. So, it was fun.
It was wonderful. So, I hope folks got to see that, but this upcoming show, you can get to see Emmett again. And Iris, you've been a part of a number of these fundraisers. Is this at least your second? Tell me if they've been a part of any of the others.
I think it's maybe my third.
I'm so glad to see you struggling with that, because I was thinking the same thing. I was going to go look it up, but I know you did John Prine and you did Neil Young too, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, so this is your third.
Yeah.
So you guys both all, so yeah. So it's kind of interesting. We have, I reached out to these guys first before I told other folks in the community. I reached out to Iris and Emmett and my daughter and Caroline Bryce, because I really wanted them to have first pick of all the songs, which was hilarious because Emmett, you didn't pick anything that I anticipated.
Oh, no, because it's all my dad's deep cuts.
It was hilarious. I was like, oh, I've never heard of that one. But
isn't it amazing that you can say that about, you know, I've never heard that one, when there's so many that are so iconic, and yet there's all these other, just it keeps going.
Poetry in all of them is just amazing.
Exactly.
So back to Iris, I want to point out, so she was the first, one of the first women to play guitar in Rock and Roll Revival. Also, first woman to solo on a guitar in Rock and Roll Revival. And she's a musician, a songwriter, an artist, just an incredible human being. So I'm so glad you're part of this, Iris.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I wanted to embarrass you a little bit.
Well, you should. You should. And I mean, we were talking ahead of time. I'd love for you to introduce yourselves to our listeners again, a little bit about what you're doing now, and then we'll talk about a little gig you have up on the hill that I'm excited about. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Iris Harmelink. I went to Northfield High School. I graduated in 2023. I currently go to St. Olaf College, and I study art. Yeah.
What a great school to be going to. And you told me, as we were visiting ahead of time, that you have a radio show, we'll call it that, because it's part in the studios up there. And I didn't even realize that their station was broadcasting. So tell me about your experience up there.
Yeah, I'm on the exec board, so I do a lot of the technology-based stuff up there with sort of the soundboards and everything. But we lost rights to the tower a while ago, so now it's just on a link.
So it's an online station that anybody can listen to anywhere that they are.
Yep.
And you have a show. Do you have does it air at the same time?
It's the same time every week, but it changes based on semester. So I don't have a show currently, but I will eventually.
Again. Right. Yeah. And what did you highlight in your show this fall?
I did it with my co-host, who's graduating this year, but we just did songs that we had been listening to in the moment, and sort of backstories about different things, and mostly music.
I think that's really exciting that that's back up and running, and that they're paying attention to that. I'm a fan of radio, and so it's a delight to see that that's moving forward. So we'll have to tune in. You can get all those details, I suppose, if you go to stolaf.edu, or if you just do St. Olaf Radio, you can find the link to that website. So that's a really fun thing. Ray, for you, you've been a part of this. Pretty much, if there's anything music going on, I think I listened to your interview that was on last week with Rich about the songwriters circle.
Yes.
And so you are doing like everything music.
Well, I'm lucky that I get surrounded by so many people who have shared interests. So, and they go for crazy ideas that we come up with. So. You know, so this is this particular show, January 11th, is our Bob Dylan show. Doors open at 5, music starts at 6. Yeah, this is our fifth or sixth one, and like I said, it's been such a pleasure. And Bob Dylan just opens up. It's been on my mind, actually, as soon as this movie was announced. It was obvious who we were going to do this with this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been about 2 years that I've known that we would do this, and we have a host for this show that is one of the biggest Bob Dylan fans that I know, and his name is Rich Larson.
Okay. You were talking about that during the interview. I didn't realize that about Rich, that he was
huge. Yep.
Got so many interest in, and so he'll be the perfect person.
Perfect. Yep.
So we're excited for that coming up. And folks may know you teach math at the high school.
I actually am out of the classroom as of this year.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It was kind of a surprise change. An opportunity came up. So I'm working in the district office. I work K-12 math curriculum. So
not in front of the students, but behind the scenes, kind of trying to help people.
Trying to lift our new curriculum, help our elementary students lift their new curriculum, and help our secondary choose new and lift that into being next year. So it's a lot, but I work with just so many good people. It's a really good job for me. I love it.
Oh, that's I'm glad you said that, so folks know about that.
And I still get to see you pop around the high school.
Exactly.
Once in a while.
Every once in a while, I sneak in.
Good, because you've really influenced a lot of great musicians in this community.
For good or bad, yes.
So tell us, when you said Bob Dylan, that might be a little intimidating to people. Did you have people hesitant to jump into this performance?
No.
Not at all. Okay.
No,
okay.
Actually, I was looking at it last night. It's the biggest one we've done, the most enthusiastic response I've had. Emmett alluded to his voice being mm-hmm. possibly an acquired taste. I don't agree with that, and
really?
I'm okay with that.
Really?
I get where you're coming from.
All right.
What I think is really interesting about these songs is they are so good in and of themselves that they can be taken by a whole variety of different people. You look at, Jimi Hendrix covering
All Along the Watchtower.
All Along the Watchtower. One of the greatest covers in the world ever done on any song.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
There are so many things. Barb Piper is going to be part of this show.
Oh.
Tremendous musician. One of the best voices I've ever heard in my life. And she is doing a tune that was covered by Sean Colvin at one time. And I'm just so excited to hear.
Which I love her voice, too.
Yep. And so you've got, Sean Colvin has this amazing cover of Bob Dylan, and Jimi Hendrix has an amazing cover of Bob Dylan. Joan Baez has infamously covered many Bob Dylan tunes, right, early in his career, kind of mid-career for her. But it's just, you can take these in so many different ways, and it really lends itself to a show like this, because the songs are just that good.
And so when you're approaching a Bob Dylan song, you can't try to be that voice. So what advice are you giving to the musicians about their song selection?
None. None. That's one of the secrets of producing anything is you find people who are good at what they do, that's going to be obvious when you see this show, and let them do what they do. They will bring what they bring, because every artist just has so much to give to these tunes.
So let's talk to the two artists that are here with us about how you made your song selection. Which one wants to jump in? Go ahead, Emmett. And tell us about how, so after your dad played the entire...
yeah, the entire discography, it really was. We played... you can't listen to all of his stuff, but it was a lot.
So it was way more than an hour.
We sat and listened to record after record the whole way through, and just writing kind of down on a legal pad, maybe this song or maybe this song. And we probably had 15 contenders mm-hmm. at the end of that. And then it was just, saying, all right, which ones can I do the best?
So were you looking at the you know, what about the song? Was it about your voice, or was it about the lyrics?
Part of it was lyrics. But then I think the other part of it for me and making my choice on what song I wanted to do, it was, how does he sing it? And then how does that compare with my voice, and how would my voice, you know, I know I have a really kind of, almost, you know, I have a really solid tenor, kind of thick, belty sound. And so I wouldn't want to do something like, even though I love doing Don't Think Twice is kind of lower in my register. And it's just it's a mellower song for that reason when I do it.
Mm.
So I pick things that I think I can maybe push a little bit more with my voice, rather than, and there are a couple that sit back, but there, I think about which ones can I push and which ones are mellower, just because of the way that my voice sits in comparison to the song. That's kind of how I thought about picking them in terms of the arrangement of how my voice fits with the instrumentation.
And so then do you also have, I would imagine that you want to pick a connection to the song, right? You want to pick something that stirs something in you, or that, you know, makes you feel like, oh, I can dig into that. Is that a true thing too?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, when you're watching your performer, you can tell if they believe what they're singing or not. You know, you can tell if they're just kind of putting it on and phoning it in, and they're just singing the words and they don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel that having a connection and, you know, really meaning what you're saying, I think that's important. And that also did play into my choices.
So are you going to reveal to us the song that you picked, or do we have to wait until the night of the show? Your choice.
The Born in Time is one of them. And that's, like I said, some deep cuts, courtesy of Jonathan Norrie. But they're all really great. The last one is less of a deep cut, so I won't spoil that one.
Okay.
But Born in Time, it's a bonus track, the one that I picked. So it's not on, as far as I know, it's not on an album, the version that I'm basing this off of. But I love the lyrics. I don't have them on me.
Yeah,
but
I was just looking to see. I've got deep cuts here in the, on the official YouTube spot, but it's not showing up there. There's...
Yep, it's a real deep cut.
It's buried even further.
Thank you.
So is this a song that you knew, Ray?
I didn't know any of Emmett's songs.
Really?
So that's kind of exciting, yeah.
One's off Blood on the Tracks.
Well, okay, so I knew that one, because that's my favorite album.
Yeah. I was going to say, anyway.
Sorry about that. But this one, I had no idea.
And so what connected you to it?
Both the way that the melody connects, and it's one of those songs you hear sometimes artists talk about, when you have a song that the artist fits the song,
mm-hmm.
and the song fits the melody, and the melody fits the words. So it's, everything has the same feel, right? It's one coherent feeling. That's the vibe that I get from this song, right? Like, the words and the melody, like, I can't possibly think of them being any other way. Like, it wouldn't work, I don't think, personally, in, like, if you tried to do it in any other style. I don't know how to phrase it, but it's one of those songs that is perfect just the way it is, because everything matches one another. I just think it's a gorgeous, gorgeous song.
I can't wait to hear you perform that, because that does sound like something that you need to find in a song, that there's a reason for you to sing it, and that it, like, it makes sense to your world, and it makes sense to, you know, it's logical for you, it fits. Mm-hmm. I think that's good advice. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah,
I'd love to
hear. No other way to do it.
No, Iris, how about your process in taking a look at, you know, what am I going to do? How are you looking at, are you, because you're a guitar player, looking at the music that goes with it first, or the song itself? Are you thinking about who you're going to be performing with? Or what? Tell me about your process.
I mean, I didn't have that in-depth of a process, at least as much as Emmett did. Well,
nobody has Emmett's access to that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just went through, listened to a lot of Bob Dylan. I mean, I always have listened to Bob Dylan just because that's kind of what I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
that sort of music, folk music. But also one of my friends, like, their favorite song is Buckets of Rain, and I was like, okay, like, let me play that, I guess. And then I asked my mom, because she loves Bob Dylan, and she told me to play Seven Curses, and yeah, I don't know, I didn't really think too much about how my voice was gonna sound, because I feel like there's a way to cover a song that, like, it's hard to explain. I think there's a way that you can cover songs where it can sound like a completely different song, but also the same song at the same time. I don't know. I try and, like, make it my own. I always try and do that if I do a cover.
Yeah. Well, especially with a voice like Bob Dylan, you don't, I mean, unless you're playing him in a movie
right.
where you need to be believable as him, that you're it's a tribute, right? That's the whole point, is you're saying.
I mean, there's no way for me to sound like Bob Dylan, and I also can't play the harmonica. So I had to think about that also.
Well, that's another piece of the puzzle. There's a lot of songs with harmonica that, so do we have a whole cadre of
people are bringing out some pretty wild lineups. We've got cello and violin and harmonicas, and it's so I've just been gathering all the information to sort of put together the logistics of the show. We've got a set of congas that are going to be on stage. It's a little bit daunting.
I was thinking about that.
Putting it
even just forward. You know, getting the one group on, one group off, all the back, you know, things that go into setting up the sound, you know, and having who has how many mics, what kind of equipment needs. Tell me about producing.
It's a logistical nightmare.
Some people bring their own things. Some people
Since this is the sixth one we've done. So the first one we did, going back a ways, I did all of the production stuff on my own. And I got to the day of the show and I just started freaking out. And I was like, I need help. So I called Dave Drentlaw up, and he was so kind to come and help with sound. So getting people on and off, all the stuff you just said is a big part of it. And I've got some experience with that, with, you know, logistics for Rock and Roll Revival, but it's different because this is so much more of a shoestring sort of thing. On that show, I literally brought in lights, I brought in speakers, I brought in microphone, like all of it, and tried to organize it. And quite honestly, I was a wreck by the end of the night. It was terrible for me. The show was great.
Yes, it was.
But I was just mentally fried. It was terrible. Then I started, eventually I brought in Sam Dwyer, who now runs the front of house sound. Okay. And he's been doing that with me since he was 14 years old. He's 23 now. Actually, he just turned 24. We played music together on his birthday. That's a huge part of it, to have him there. So I come up with the plan of getting everybody on and off. Sam's actually hired, this year he's hiring Dave Shelby. Thank you. He's hiring Dave Shelby, who is a phenomenal person and really talented musician in his own right. Both of those guys are multi-instrumentalists, and they have an ear for it. So they're going to be doing all of that based on the plan that I'll put together. I've gathered all the information from people. But we use one set of backline instruments. So drums, keys, two guitar amps, and a bass amp will just be on stage. And what I do is reach out to all the band leaders and say, hey, I really need you to help out by making sure everybody knows they're going to plug into this, they're going to do it this way, and everybody is on board. They're just agreeable to it. So that's why it works. But it is an absolute giant undertaking.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I cannot stress that enough.
I want people to appreciate that when they come to a show. Because you get, unlike like Rock and Roll Revival, you rehearse together for months. So part of the rehearsal is the on and the off and the,
yep.
You know, mm-hmm. who has to, costume changes and mics and, you know, everything yep. is practiced. And this is a group of people coming from everywhere that come for one night to do this.
Some of them who have experience like these guys where they know how that works because of their experience in Rock and Roll Revival specifically. And then others who, you know, we've got people who are 70, 75 years old and they maybe do three shows a year and it's their show and, you know, they're used to an hour to prepare, 2 hours, but it's a totally different thing, yeah.
Right, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. This is Paula Granquist. I'm here in the studio with the fabulous Ray Coudray, Emmett Norrie, and Iris Harmelink. And we're talking about this incredible show. The Northfield Musicians perform the music of Bob Dylan Saturday, the 11th of January, 2025. Doors open at 5 at the incredible Armory Square Event Center. Music starts at 6, and the suggested donation, as we mentioned, is $20. But again, you can go up if you want. You could probably even pay your 20, get in, and then if you love it, go back and add some more. So it's a fundraiser for the Northfield Fine Arts Booster. It is a great program, and it's going to be an unforgettable night of music. And as it mentions here, community spirit, as all of these musicians get together to perform and pay tribute to these Bob Dylan songs. And it is, we should mention too, at the Armory Square Event Center, there are a couple of folks who are just really been incredible and have been helping out this event. Liz and John Reppy have donated the space at the Armory Square every single year. It wouldn't happen without that.
Not at all. They're
such great community members, so supportive of all things. And so just, you know, thank you to them. Shout out for what they do to, they're behind the scenes, right? So it's incredible that we have a place like that and a space to do that. And one of the things that I found about the Northfield Fine Arts Boosters, they were founded in 2010, and their goal is, as we mentioned, to provide resources and promote community support for the arts in the programs. And these donations go directly back into the schools that you give. So it's an all-volunteer board. And in 23-24, some of the things that they done was they updated the speech team poetry library. They provided an opportunity for the Northfield High School Band to collaborate with a composer. They did studio art supplies for the Gecko Gallery at Greenville Elementary. They had calligraphy supplies for the Alternative Learning Center. They helped choreographers come for the Compañeros special night. They had sound support for jazz band swing dance. The list goes on and on. All of these small things that, you know, they wouldn't be able to do if they didn't have just those few extra dollars to put towards something incredible for the students. And what has your experience been with some of these programs that NFAV supports? It's like a, you know, you hear sports boosters clubs, and this is the arts version of that.
It's incredible. That's exactly the parallel. You know, for years, if an activity needed, you know, whatever for football, basketball, baseball, softball, hockey, whatever it is, their booster organizations are able to take care of that. And the vision that the folks had back in 2010, was it, you said, is just incredible. You mentioned the jazz band, so that's Sam Dwyer. So I had volunteered for that, but at a certain point I wasn't able to do that, and so I wrote the grant and they stepped in and paid Sam Dwyer to set up that equipment so that the jazz band just has a better experience. And it's really about
K-12. Small detail, yeah, that can make a huge difference.
I mean, I'm in two of the jazz bands at the high school, both of them.
Damn it, I didn't even know that. I thought you were a singer, and here I find out that you're also performing with an instrument.
Emmett's a very talented guitar player and plays keyboards as well. My guess is you probably dabble in a little harmonica. I'll give a quick shout out to that very few people know, and I've been waiting for the right time to share this particular piece of information. But Emmett has also given up on two separate occasions things that were very important to him so that other people could have opportunities. And without even questioning it, I just was like, hey, here's the situation. And he's like, I understand. And went on and did whatever else. He's very selfless, which gets lost because he's super confident, but he also thinks about other people all the time. So people don't necessarily understand that, but yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Well, thank you.
Pretty good person. Yeah.
Well, and Ray has been kind of a mentor for you as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Please.
No, don't even. Don't. You're too modest. No, I'll get back to the jazz band thing, but my freshman year of high school, I walked into his room probably 3 times a week after school.
Probably, yeah.
Just to talk about music stuff. And sometimes I'd bring my guitar, and he had a big Fender amp just sitting in his classroom, you know, as one does. And, you know, I'd plug in and show him, you know, the Sultans of Swing solo that I was working on.
So good.
Or this, that, and the other thing, just to hang out, mm-hmm. you know, and talk about music with somebody who cares as much as I did. So to say that he's been a mentor to me is a bit of an understatement, especially with, you know, going through 2 rock and roll revivals. And, you know, he taught me how to mix sound when he had me roadie for the Cactus Blossoms and showed me how to set up a board and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow. What a great group to be roadieing for. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's given me opportunities aplenty. And yeah, I wouldn't be where I am without him. So
that's incredible. And I think that Ray has also supported you in your.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I've told him that. I've like reached out when I was recording songs recently. I reached out and I was like, I wouldn't be here if you hadn't pushed me to do rock and roll, because, you know, I was just like a high school student just sitting in my college career readiness class. Like, I hadn't even ever thought that music was something that I would ever like want to do all the time. It was just kind of something that I did in my pastime, and now it's just become like,
so it was something
my whole life.
You just did because you liked playing guitar and didn't imagine performing?
Well, I just never thought that it would go anywhere for me. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was just something that I did in my free time, and I did rock and roll, and I was like, okay, that's the end of it. Like, that's all I'm ever going to do with it. But now here I am. So yeah, it's all because of him, really. Yeah. I mean,
and you're taking some time off from school to do a little more intensive things with your music. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing music since I was 14, like on the down low, but just like in my room. And this summer I met one of my friends from college, and he's in the band Ivers, which was like kind of a big thing in like Minneapolis scene. Mm-hmm. And he was like, send me some of your music. And I did. And he was like, this is better than anything our band has written. And I was like, okay.
It's really good. It's really good.
I was
good.
Like, I feel like that's a little bit crazy to say because I've never had a band. But yeah, and then after that, he was like, let me record it for you. Like, I'll do it for free. And so I've been going back and forth from here to Minneapolis once in a while just to record stuff. But yeah, I never, ever, ever thought that I would be writing music. I never thought it would be a thing for me.
Iris's first words to me, I will not forget this, when I suggested, hey, you should come play in Rock and Roll Revival, because she was just randomly in my class, my CCR that she talked about, college career readiness, once a week, you know. And when I found out she played guitar, I was like, hey, you should do this. And when I asked her to to consider it, her first words were, "Okay, but I'm not going to do any solos."
That was her first response.
And lo and behold, eventually she
did,
because
I saw the show.
She did, yeah, she did.
And so it was incredible.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah. This is exciting to be able to do these things with people. It's so good to share music.
Yeah, we should talk about what's going to happen for people who are interested in going. As we mentioned earlier, there are, I'm going to get the updates, 17 acts, 60 musicians, 46 songs. And so what can folks expect when they come? Who are some of the people? Are they going to know the songs? Are they all the deep cuts?
No, they'll know the songs for sure. We've got like I Shall Be Released and Hurricane and Make You Feel My Love, Maggie's Farm, yeah. Tangled Up in Blue, Mr. Tambourine Man, like Don't Think Twice is in there. My daughter snagged that one from me. That's one is a staple in my playlist that I play live with Kurt Johnson. I play it all the time, and is going to do it with Caroline Bryce, who we all know and love.
Is Fred the Bear doing a performance?
Fred the Bear's got a set. So I have to mention my band of. One of the reasons why this happens is because of the people in Fred the Bear. The first shows, they donated all kinds of equipment. Every show, they helped people get on and off stage with the logistics. I mean, they are so... Bob Kanslin, Beth Kanslin, Jerry Spencer, Bo Allen, they are so, so incredibly helpful to make this happen. So that's important. We also have a couple people donating instruments or amplifiers. Bo Allen, that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Doug Bratlin loans his bass amp. Don Bratlin loans a guitar amp for everybody to use. And then Ryan Van Gundy is a police officer and up in, I think, maybe Farmington. But he loans a drum set to us. So that's all the backline stuff, it's called. And that's all on stage for everyone to use. But our songs... we're doing a version that the Cactus Blossoms do.
Oh, really?
Which is spectacular. And the reason we chose all of our songs, I look at our instrumentation. So our band has, you know, two guitars and keys. We have a flute player, bass drums, and then a lot of harmonies. Every one of us sings, all five of us sing. So we chose songs with harmony or that we could get that full band sound. So we are going to do like a Rolling Stone. It's got that incredible Hammond B3 that starts off that song. And we've got a great keyboard player, Beth, who does that. We're doing One More Cup of Coffee, which is a little bit less known. But we do it because there's a nice little jam section in there. We can fit our flute solo in that song, and then If Not For You has all the harmonies. So yeah, we chose them for those reasons.
And so that's interesting to me that there's not going to be a repeat then. Everybody has to pick the song, and once it's picked, then it's off the table for anybody else.
Correct.
So they will hear all new. That's a lot of song. That's a lot of Dylan.
That's a lot of Dylan. All and there's, you know, I just named off a whole bunch of songs that most people know, and there's more on there, you know, that people know. It's really cool. So it's going to be a good show for sure. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Any musicians you want to highlight that are going to be a part of the show?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So many. So Helen Forsythe is going to come. Ooh. And she's going to do.
She's a good number. Fit for this show. Yes.
So good. So obviously she'll play banjo, and she's playing with Quinn Flannery, who's another high school student. Yeah. Quinn's fantastic. She did a show with Helen. She opened up for Helen over Christmas vacation. And she's a really talented guitar player, singer, incredible stage presence, like really, really top notch.
I have not seen her perform.
She's good. Very good.
Well, maybe I saw her at the St. Olaf Choir concert. I think she did open for that.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I have no idea. The Counterfactuals are in town, so that's Daniel Grohl, Andy, and Flory, and they are fantastic. We've got Dime Store Watch, which is Jerry Johnson and a group. Jerry used to be a media center librarian at Bridgewater School. We've got, of course, Emmett and Iris. We've got my daughter, Marn, is doing some stuff with Caroline Bryce. She's going to play with Iris.
And you.
Yep. And she's also sitting in with Eric Radke, who is doing a couple of songs as well. We've got Mark Ross in 319. No Time for Fame, which is Chris Ash. Wendy Smith is going to do a song. Oh my God. She is so good.
What does that say about our community and the music? I mean, just a lot of these people, you're like, oh, I didn't know that that person also did this, right? That,
exactly.
That they have these talents.
Oh, and Craig Wasner is going to play with Emmett.
Yeah.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Right. So what does it say to you, Emmett, about growing up in a town like this? You might not be able to appreciate it until you step away into another town that might not be quite so deep in its musical talent.
I appreciate it a lot. I'll probably appreciate it more when I leave and I don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
But that has been my gateway into the music community, is just having so much of it around me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bratlanders, who I'm pretty sure are playing.
Yep, the Bratlanders are playing.
Yeah. They were, when I opened for them and played a couple of songs with them, that was the first time that I had ever played with a band in front of an audience.
Oh, wow.
So, like, having these people in this community is like, it's central to having such a strong arts community, because when you have people that are so willing to help other people and to do things like this fundraiser and to come together to make something greater than the sum of their parts,
mm-hmm.
that's when you get a really strong arts community that brings in new people and flourishes.
That is really well said. I think that's an important part of what makes this place so unusual. Has that been your experience too, that the opportunities have been presented because of where you are and the connections that you've been able to make?
Yeah, I think it's been a very positive thing for me to be able to have these opportunities in such a small area, because, I mean, that's not very common.
Mm-mm.
To be in a smaller town and have musical opportunities. I think stepping back and looking at my upbringing in music here is really interesting, because I don't think I would have had it anywhere else. But yeah, I think it's really important for this community to have, and I'm glad that I grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also ready to leave.
But you'll come back and visit.
Which is exactly where you should be.
Right, exactly. Oh,
I want to mention, tying to Emmett, a few other folks that are part of this, because it ties to the depth. So Martha Larson is going to, from the Hotspot, which is a music incubator. Like, it's a space literally to help people find a place. Does all these jams. So she's got a band she's bringing called Bad Mama. It's all women, all moms.
I saw them perform. Yeah.
They're very good.
Yep. They were here a couple months ago on stage at the Grand.
Yep. And then Barb Piper is going to be there, a group called the Bellard Yellers. If you haven't heard of them, Dan O'Leary, he's from Dundas, I believe. He's one of the most exciting front men I've ever had, I've seen. He is just, so, I saw him sit in a chair with an acoustic guitar one time, and all you could do was just sit there and just be revved up. He was so good.
I'm thinking about this, and as you're making that list, I'm thinking you could pay $20 to see any one of those groups, and here you are at having a concert where you're going to see all of these different performances. You wouldn't find that anywhere else. I mean, this is just incredible.
Yeah, well, and then we've also got, and I think this will be one of the final groups, is Benson Ramsey with the Bratlanders.
Oh, wonderful.
And Benson is an artist, and he's also a member of a group called The Pines, which is actually headlined all over the country.
I've got a couple of their CDs, and they just have
phenomenal.
A sound that just, it just really, I don't know, it speaks to you. It's just a beautiful, beautiful sound. So what a great combo that'll be.
And he's a great, incredible guitar player.
You have the connections to put this all together. We've got just a couple more minutes. Is there anything else that we missed about this fabulous night? Northfield musicians perform the music of Bob Dylan, Saturday, January 11th, 2025. You don't need tickets ahead of time.
Nope.
So just come early, probably.
5 o'clock doors, come early. if you know, and it might be that you just know all the artists will know when they're playing. So if you have a friend that you just want to go support them and maybe see a few others, you can come and go. I mean, it's the idea is to just come and enjoy whatever part of it you can for a really good cause. Yeah. And like you said, $20 donation suggested. I highly encourage if you can throw in a little bit more. It's the money all we spend a little bit of money on Sam Dwyer and his team.
You need the sound to make it.
He is the professional, and he is a young person who's making his way.
Mm-hmm.
So that even benefits us because then Sam has taken all of these opportunities and done it other places. Everything else goes directly to our schools, to our students, and puts opportunity in front of them that they would never have.
And you can donate online too if you are listening and maybe not going to be able to come to the concert. Northfieldfab.org or their Facebook page has a link too that you can connect up with and, you know, make a donation online if you're not able, if you're listening and you're not going to be there for that night. This is the one fundraiser that they do, right? The big fundraiser.
It's one of two. The other one is we have a dress rehearsal for Rock and Roll Revival. That's about $3,000 a year.
That's right.
Or so, every 2 years.
Right. So, you know, everything adds up and makes a difference in a big way so that you have students who then take what they've learned here and, you know, venture into the world and show us, you know, a little bit what they build here goes out into the world.
And just improves their lives, all of our lives.
That's right. Because you can play music until forever.
Yep.
Yeah. So the cows come home.
the cows.
Says my 100-year-old friend who's a senior in high school.
Well, it's
God dang damn it.
You are going to have fun if you go to this event. I want to thank my guests today, Ray Coudray, Emmett Norrie, and also Iris Armalink, and who have been here, and just thank you for bringing this show to the stage. I can't wait for everybody to hear it. It's going to be fantastic. Appreciate all your insights. We didn't
Thank
get
you.
To play more
Thank
Dylan.
You.
We were having so much fun talking, but you can go, and he's online, but come to the show. You'll learn a lot about Dylan, I expect, that night too. Folks, this is Art Zaney, Radio for the Imagination. Please remember to enjoy your imagination and always find time to add some Art Zaney to your life.
Enjoy weekends with Wendy, Saturday and Sunday mornings here on The One.